Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about The Voice. One of my favorite television shows is The Voice. And, you know, I don't really like the latter part of the season, but I always like the blind auditions where, you know, you've got these four judges that are all accomplished singers and artists, and they can't see who is singing, but they can hear. And then when they like them and want them on their team, they hit a button and their chair turns around, the crowd goes crazy. And it's interesting, most of the people who are in the competition come from nowhere. I mean, and they all seem to have one thing in common, and that they've all kind of risen above circumstances, and they've turned their voice into something that has made a difference in their life. I'm not a singer, and I wouldn't consider myself an artist, but I would say that all of us have a voice, and how we use the voice, now that makes a big difference. The psalmist writes in Psalm 99, "The Lord is king, let the nations tremble. He sits on his throne between the cherubim. Let the whole earth quake. The Lord sits in majesty in Jerusalem, exalted above all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Your name is holy. Mighty God, lover of justice, you have established fairness. You have acted with justice and righteousness throughout Israel. Exalt the Lord our God, but low before his feet, for he is holy." Bow low is what it says. Bow low before his feet, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also called on his name. They cried to the Lord for help, and he answered them. He spoke to Israel from the pillar of cloud, and they followed the laws and decrees he gave them. O Lord, our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but you punished them when they went wrong. Exalt the Lord, our God, and worship at his holy mountain in Jerusalem, for the Lord, our God, is holy. When I hear that, I think to myself, I want to offer up my voice in praise. I want to offer it up in thanksgiving, and I want to offer it up in worship to a holy God. And a holy God who is intricately involved in the details of our lives today and in every moment of every day. And I think what we've done is we've taken a genre of music and entitled it Praise and Worship. And we believe that our voice is only used for praise and worship when we sing songs we know. We hear it on Christian radio, or we hear it on a Christian playlist, or we hear it in the time of music in a song. And you know what's interesting? That is not what the psalmist is talking about. He's talking about how our heart is moved because we are to exalt the Lord and worship his holy name because he is holy. Think about this. Our Creator God, who created this world with his voice, asks us to return our praise to him, knowing that he is the only one worthy of our praise, and to use our voice to proclaim him as holy, not just within our lives in a private sense, but out loud to a world who may not recognize that apart from him using our voice. I know what you're thinking. Well, Chuck, I don't sing. Well, take it from me. I don't either. Well, Chuck, I don't speak for a living like you do. Well, honestly, there are plenty of people who would think I shouldn't either. But the fact of the matter is we have all been given a voice. And I am committed to making sure that that voice is used today for God's glory, because I know when I do that, he will use it for my good. Today, my friend, choose to look at the thrice holy God of Israel and know that he is your creator, your sustainer, and he is your strong tower. He is the one that can and will provide everything you need. He is worthy of your praise. Today, I give you four ways that I would encourage you to use your voice. Number one, speak to him. Talk openly, and I encourage you to talk out loud to God. Secondly, sing. I mean, find a Christian playlist. Play Hillsong Worship. Play Elevate Worship. Listen to this past Sunday worship with Sugar Hill Worship. But sing. get in your car or truck or on your treadmill, just sing your little guts out. Third, I encourage you to openly speak on the things of God. When we openly speak on God, I promise you good things happen. And then finally, be sure that with your family, you are encouraging them by reading Scripture out loud. Get it in your heart and get it in your ears. My friend, today, he is holy and worthy of your voice. Thanks for joining me today on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.